This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Coronavirus cases are on the rise as Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5 continue to gain ground in the U.S. The subvariants, which were first detected in South Africa, have been slowly spreading in the U.S. since April. BA4 and BA5 will likely be dominant in the U.S. by the end of the summer or early fall, health officials expect. The spread of Omicron and its subvariants has been ferocious. The first Omicron case in the U.S. was detected December 1st. Within weeks, that version of the virus, now referred to as BA11, had overtaken the Delta variant as the dominant strain. Since then, more transmissible Omicron subvariants have emerged and subsequently taken hold. The current dominant strain is BA2.21.1, which pushed out BA2, which pushed out BA1.1. The current very transmissible variant, BA2.21.1, remains the predominant variant in the country. As of last week, it accounted for 62% of new coronavirus cases, according to the CDC. The very rapid viral evolution of the Omicron strain of the virus is the result of the pathogen trying to find its way around a wall of immunity in the U.S. Because a substantial amount of Americans have some form of immunity to the virus, either from vaccination, prior infection, or both, the only way the virus survives is to mutate into forms that can evade immunity. A small lab study from South Africa found that the BA4 and BA5 subvariants were able to evade antibodies from both vaccinated and unvaccinated people, although antibodies from vaccinated people fared better against the strains. None of the Omicron subvariants have been found to cause more severe disease than the original Omicron strain, and while Omicron has been reported to cause less severe illness than Delta, it has still conferred a substantial amount of death due to its extreme transmissibility. The CDC is set to lift the travel requirement for travelers to test negative for COVID-19 before entering the U.S. The move will go into effect for U.S.-bound air travelers at midnight on Sunday. The travel industry had lobbied against the requirement for a negative COVID test for travelers for months after determining it was no longer necessary. The CDC will reassess its decision every 90 days, and if officials decide they need to reinstate it because of a concerning new variant, for example, they'll do so at that time. The measure has been in place since January 2021. Other countries around the world still do require vaccination, negative COVID tests, and public health protocols like masks for travelers. Two people were injured Wednesday in a surprise encounter with a moose in Big Sky. A group of seven people were walking between Turkey Leg and Sitting Bull Roads at Big Sky Resort around 10 a.m. when they were charged by a cow moose. Two people in the group, a woman and a man, received minor injuries. A game warden with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks responded and interviewed several people who had previously seen a cow moose and a calf in the area. It's likely the moose was acting in defense of the calf, which is normal protective behavior. FWP staff will monitor moose activity in the area, but no management action is planned. The city of Bozeman implemented permanent watering restrictions last summer, and residents are reminded that a watering schedule for residences and businesses in Bozeman before 10 a.m. or after 8 p.m., not during daytime or evening hours, is as follows. Even-numbered addresses may water Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Odd-numbered addresses may water Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Other types of watering are allowed any time. Low-volume drip irrigation or hand watering with a watering can or a hose with a shut-off nozzle are allowed any time for trees, shrubs, perennials, flower beds and flower planters, and food gardens. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.